We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, Titillation Tuesday. We have an adult entertainer that is in the news in Titillation Tuesday in a moment. A follow-up to something we've been talking about for almost 2 years, a legal case involving an adult entertainer. Meanwhile, though, Chris Dim says that Flaccid Friday may have made its way into Titillation Tuesday.
You hate that. You don't want to cross the streams like that.
But it is germane to the Fatberg issue in Perth, Australia. Bryan Adams is on a world tour. You probably know it. He is a great Canadian artist, of course, who is touring now, but had to have a show in Perth canceled because of a Fatberg in the city's sewer system. That is a conglomeration of fats, wipes that shouldn't be flushed, other items that are not designed to go down the toilet. It blocked the city's sewer system. Now, Ryan has had contact with these as well, but in a different kind of way. Ryan, what have you encountered? Oh, sorry. I've got your button.
Hang on.
There you go.
So, residential house facility was turned into a business. This is here in North Carolina. And once the business took over the building, the septic tank started backing up. So, they called a pump station to come pump it out, and it was literally 2 feet worth of used condoms. Due to the fact that the house was previously a swingers club. So the top 2 feet of that septic tank was used condoms and all sorts of, you know, whatever gets thrown away at swingers club.
2 feet. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot. That's a Fatberg.
I mean, think about that.
That's 2 feet. Of
how wide is a septic tank?
We had one, as you know. But that's pretty big. I mean, why? Yeah. It's long. And if you've got 2 feet of used condoms that you got to get out of there. But for the plumber, what is it? Money.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. That's a lot to go through, though.
And, sadly, it's become part of Biggie's new algorithm.
Fact.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge your life.
That's odd.
I think I watched one. And then, you know, I'll tell you, these algorithms...
Yeah,
you know, you watch one MILF video,
I know,
and suddenly it's like, "Hey, I'm over 40. Do you like me?" And you're like, "Oh, stop."
I know.
So, but now somehow I got on the plumbing videos.
Mm-hmm.
These plumbing videos are fascinating.
You don't have these algorithms. You're exactly right. I go to TikTok. All right, okay. Here's a sushi roll. Here's a hot woman in a golf cart.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Oh, right. Man, cart girl videos are awesome.
A cart girl. Okay. There's a
girl dancing at stadium.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Serena Williams.
Serena at the halftime.
Halftime show. That's right. Hot girls on beach. This is all, you know.
This is your algorithm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hardee's biscuit.
Let me tell you.
Just on and on and on, you know. And I know.
This will work for Titillation Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you want to find some funny videos of men trying to, you know, seem manly or just be men.
Yeah.
Watch some cart girl videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a thing?
That go around. Oh, yeah. That go around and sell, you know, beer and stuff to guys.
Who's shooting the videos, Biggie?
The women.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's the women because it's like, here's how much I'll make in tips today.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the interactions are so funny with the guys that pull up.
Just, you know, pathetic, like, and gross, or just grabby, or?
Not grabby, just kind of very.
Over the line?
Not really over the line. Just typical.
Mm-hmm.
You try to act cool. You know, like, hey,
like flirting without flirting.
Yeah. Do you want a shot? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll do some fireball.
Awkward.
Yeah. And then here, you keep the change for you, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just funny to see men in all ages too, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Still feel that need to try to be.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. My next video is every time Patrick Mahomes was sacked in the Super Bowl.
Supercut.
The supercut of sacks in the Super Bowl. It just goes on and on and on. Hey, you like Landman? Here's something from Landman.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Tom Cruise, if you're a big Top Gun fan.
It looks like
Demi Moore.
There's Demi Moore. Yeah. This is the story, Titillation Tuesday, of a woman we heard about almost 2 years ago. Her name is Victoria Treese. She is an OnlyFans model. She's on OnlyFans and has made over $1 million in 2023 and 2024 on OnlyFans. She sued the Orange County Public Schools, Sand Lake Elementary in particular, in Florida, because they blocked her from helping out with class activities for her first grader because she had the OnlyFans page.
Now, this does sound familiar because we've had many stories of OnlyFans content creators
That's right.
who are also That's right. School moms. Is this the woman who had to park down the street because she couldn't go to the carpool line?
Yes. She had an advertisement for her OnlyFans on That's her minivan.
Right. That's right.
And they said, you can't volunteer here. You are an OnlyFans model. And a lot of the other moms were behind her back.
Yeah.
And the dads, too. Let's point that out, right? She shouldn't be anywhere near the school, right?
I don't want her near my children.
And the dads completely agree.
Like, she's right. My wife is right.
My wife is exactly right.
She I don't want to be selling hot chocolate with her at a football game.
That's no. Right.
So
I hate when she pops up in my algorithms. Right. I scroll right past her.
So she had to either remove the advertisement from her minivan or park down the street. Well, she parked down the street and started walking. She's like, that's fine.
She'll walk her kids to school.
But she got tired of that because it rained some days, and you know, so her kid it was hot, and her kids had to walk, and they were young, and so she decided to sue them and say, you can't stop me from being part of the school volunteering. It's a right of free speech. It's free assembly. It's right of privacy. You can't. You're judging me for something that's completely legal to do. She lost. They say she does not have the right to do that. It's been a 2-year battle. Huh. And she was suing for $1 million because they were going to limit her advertising and so forth.
Is this worth bringing up with our attorney?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
On Friday?
I believe we have brought it up before.
Because I mean, in the broader picture, if you take out the adult content, the OnlyFans and all that, if you volunteer at your kid's school, regardless of age, do they have to accept you?
Could they just tell me, oh, you can't volunteer because... you do a radio show, so you can't volunteer.
I would bet they get to say they can block anyone for any reason they want.
Schools usually have that power.
I always assume that they're in such desperate need for volunteers, they'd take anyone.
You'd think.
But I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're closer to the world than Biggie and me.
I never volunteered.
I met your wife.
Yeah.
I don't know that she volunteered. I don't know if we volunteered.
No, she was a teacher for a time.
Still is. But she's teaching high school, so it's not the same. And when they're young, of course, you need volunteers to come in and make the hot chocolate and bring the cupcakes and that kind of thing. Yes. It's a good question. Can they say, we don't like you, you can't volunteer?
Yeah.
The moms were the ones here that said, we don't want her in the classroom with our children. She's an OnlyFans mom. And she advertised it, remember. That was another thing she had. The way that... Titillation Tuesday will merge with We Blinded You with Science. We have two doctors here who are saying they have taken on the question, has there ever been sex had in space? And what would happen if two people decided to try to have sex, two astronauts in space? The answer is next. Kathy, you're talking about volunteering at kids' schools. Go ahead.
Yes, I was a volunteer with... in our area for many, many years, and volunteers have to adhere to the same rules as faculty and staff, because technically, even though they're not paid, they are considered employees of the school system.
Like they're representing the school.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
So if a teacher couldn't have an OnlyFans account, then a volunteer couldn't have an OnlyFans account, I guess, if you're doing something sexually suggestive on there, correct?
Correct. All rules that apply to teachers apply to volunteers.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That's it.
Okay, good to know.
Well, it's an influence around kids, so I guess that's right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Would your wife have had a problem with it if she was a teacher?
An OnlyFans volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She would privately have an issue with it and tell me and me alone that she had an issue with it.
Would she tell you alone, or would she silently slip emails and notes into other teachers' inboxes?
Hard to say. She would definitely tell me quietly alone, as I have heard her many complaints through the years on different things.
I don't want you to Google this woman.
Okay. Yeah.
But you will never believe who volunteered.
Yep.
I've heard that.
Take the kids to the zoo. Well,
was there an underscore between hot and wife?
It's you spelled ass with S's. It's Z's. It's hot ass wife.
I'm not getting her on here.
It's not hot ass. It's hot ass.
It's a hot ass wife here. Yes. Okay. Yes. We have had that conversation. And then she will make her beliefs known, as you know. She brought Coke back to Costco after 13 years.
Yes.
Pepsi, she made
13 short years.
She left her
they comment. Heard her.
She left the comment card time and again. So, yes, she'll say that. She'll speak up.
Now, we've had, you know, OnlyFans creators call this show with kids and say,
yes,
you know, it's a balance. I've, you know, obviously don't do the content when my children are here.
Remember last year that guy got his bird taken. Was it a bird or a horse or something that got taken away from him because the family, the neighborhood said, oh, you can't keep a bird like this. But he said, it's because I'm sexy and I'm doing OnlyFans things on my with my wife that you don't approve of.
That's right.
It was a squirrel.
People turned him in for having a squirrel.
Pablo, Petey,
squirrel guy. Squirrel guy. And he said, this has nothing to do with Petey the squirrel. It's because I'm sexy and on OnlyFans. And they had already decapitated the thing.
Yeah. They killed the squirrel. And I believe they killed his raccoon, too.
Yep. Took them both. And he said, there was absolutely, this raccoon did nothing to you.
No.
And he was very mad about that. People get very upset about that kind of thing. This is the story from space. A sex historian, Dr. Esme James, and an AI expert, Matt Agnew, also a doctor, said the concept of sex in space could happen, but it would be more difficult. The movements in space would be
because
difficult.
Of the lack of gravity.
Correct. That's right. And if you even participate in a solo sex act as a man, your ejaculate would force you backwards
into the back wall of the spacecraft. Johnson,
would you?
This is who sent you're rocking out of orbit.
That's a delicate balance up there.
When you produce ejaculate, you would be...
Hadn't there been somebody who's... That poor schlub's been up there a year?
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to be there a week.
A couple of them up there. That guy's been up there a year. He's still up there. He cannot pleasure himself.
Yeah. No.
They said you just cannot do that. I'm sorry. People have been up there for
you
a
can't
longer.
Open the airlock and shoot it out into space?
No.
You don't think that's really what happened during Apollo 13?
That guy was Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Was stirring the tank.
The tanks. Oh my God, what's this? We are emitting, Houston. We are emitting out the window.
Is that fuel? Kind of.
Yeah. It was. Apparently, it propels you slightly backwards, and it's an issue. You have to be very, very careful if you're going to participate in that. How bad? Do you think one of those astronauts has done that up in space?
I mean, I don't. Everything's so closely monitored, right?
People have been there for a long time, but probably not. Yeah, probably. Because it is, yes. It is. I mean, the doctors know all the time. Like, if your heart rate goes up, they'll know it, you know, back at mission control. No human has ever officially had sex in space. The lack of gravity will make it difficult. Great scientific experience.